Hi there, this is Kathy York. Welcome. If you worked through my fourth quarter 2023 series on pursuing the right objectives the right way, I think you'll appreciate this follow-up. Instead of simply building toward done with our goals, it's time to consider something no one else is talking about. Not letting goal killers mess up our hard work. If you've given up on a goal for 2024 and kicked it to the curb, let's work on a reboot and get you back on track. I've compiled this series of social media posts into one article for you. It's an all-in-one place, high-level review for what not to do as you pursue your objectives. Now, I won't be reading through each one of these. It's a pretty long post. But what I've done is I've taken the first goal killer, which was week one of a five-week series. I've taken the first one, put it here for you, and labeled it as week one. And I will go through this one so you can see how the other weeks work. So week one, the goal killer I talked about was fear. Now, there are wise things to fear. For example, what will happen during a military battle, or is that job you just accepted way above your skill level? And I laugh because I've been there, like, what have I done? Another good thing to fear is, how can you cross this busy highway to get help? And in these examples, success equals having this answer and resolve and saying to yourself, I don't know, but I'll figure it out and I'll move forward. You know, you don't know if the job is too much, but you're going to figure that out and then you're going to move forward, that kind of thing. Well, unfortunately, some people let fear paralyze them. Let's not be those people. Here are a few of the top goal-killing fears. And if you have a sensible, achievable objective for this stage in your life, I bet you can beat the concern. Three things here. Being subconsciously afraid of success. Yeah, I see that all the time in my goals training. Fearing the greater responsibility you might have if you succeed. Or being afraid of not reaching the target. And that has happened to all of us. If any of these sound like you, take some time to work through them. I certainly have. And so has any other person who has started a new project. Now, conversely, there may be a time you fail in the goals process because life comes at you fast. And the oops isn't always our fault, so consider that. At the end of each of these pieces, I will have a little assignment for you, and it will be this week and then your assignment. So here we are in week one, this week, in a small notebook, using as many pages as you need, and a pen or a pencil, no electronics, please. I'll explain later. Create two vertical columns on a page, just from top to bottom, just draw a line in the middle, and create those two vertical columns. In the left column, write what scares you about the sensible goal you want to achieve. And across from that statement, in the other column, jot down at least three things you can do to alleviate your fear and three things you can do to stay on track to your goal. Well, actually, I didn't say that correctly. Three things you can do to do both of those. It may help you alleviate the fear and help you stay on track. You don't need six things there, but six would be fine if you want to do that many. The second week is goal killer of laziness. I talk about that. Week three is the goal killer, selfishness. That might be surprising. That was one I hadn't thought of until I had some training on that. Week four is the goal killer. Oh, yeah, I've done this one. Lack of preparation. So I go into that. And then I do have a fifth week because I had a wrap up when I did this online in social media. So I have a wrap up for the goals killing traits to avoid. Now, I hope what you will do is commit to doing these a week at a time. Week one, week two, and I even have them labeled that way on which week it will be. The reason I suggest that, and of course it's up to you, but the reason I suggest that is it gives you time to think, it gives you time to non-overwhelm having homework, in quotes, homework. I don't want you to have to sit down and do something over 7 days and work really hard. I just want you to have an idea of, oh yeah, I'm going to write this down as one of those answers. And you can take 7 days to do it as you think through things. So anyway, there it is for you. And when you get to the end, I hope you will come in and, you know, help me grab some Google love by sharing this post when you're finished. And I understand this is going to be 4 weeks from now, perhaps. And tell us what you've learned. And you can also subscribe for my free gift and be notified when I publish more tips. And by the way, I do promise no inbox stuffing or sharing your information when you subscribe. And feel free to contact me if you have questions about this article. And you can email me, kyork@kathyyork.com. And please remember the Kathy on Kathy York is K-A-T-H-I-E. I want to thank you for spending part of your day with me. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time. And again, if you have a question about this article or need a little free help getting unstuck on a project, email me. We can schedule a quick 15-minute chat if you would like. Hope to hear from you soon, and get to work. Bye-bye.